Like today's daf is daf yudalit, so in the middle of a discussion here, so the Gemara says that one time, pamachas, gaza malchus harusha, gzera al Yisrael. One time, this terrible government had made a decree, shekol asomech yehareg v'chol nismach yehareg, that anyone who performs smicha, anyone who receives smicha, they should be killed. V'ir shesomchen ba, in the city that the smicha takes place within, techarev should be destroyed. V'tchumim shesomchen ba, yakun, all the various other villages that might be within the tchum should be uprooted. So ma asa Yehuda ben Baba, what did he do? Halach v'yashiv lo bein shnei harim, he sat between two big mountains. Ubein shnei aros gdolos, between two big cities, so no city could be responsible. And bein shnei tchum shabbos, between two tchum, so he's outside the tchum of both of these cities. Bein usha l'shifram were the name of the two cities. V'samach sham chamisha zekenim, and there he performed smicha on five great tzaddikim ve'elohein, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Elazar ben Hashemua. Rabbi Avi, most of you added there was actually a sixth Rebbe who was there after Rabbi Nehemiah. So Kevin Shikiu Aveyam Behen, once the enemies realized what was going on, that there's a smicha taking place, so Amalemi, he says, Rabbi, this is Yehuda ben Baba, says to his Tamidim, Banai, my dear sons, Rutsu, run far away so they don't catch you. So Amrullah, they said to him, Rebbe, Ma Te'alecha, what's going to be with you though? So Amalemi, he says to his Tamidim, Harini Mutal Lefenem Ke'evin She'ein Lehofchim, I'm going to be in front of them like a rock that can't be turned over. Marsha says it's going to be like a rock that won't feel any pain. I'll just be here and take it for the team. So Amrullah, so they said, Lo Zazu Misham Achinatsu Boshalosh Meos Lunvaniel Shabbarzel, they had pierced him with 300 spears of Aso Kekivra, and he was like a sieve. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, so that's what the Maisa. So we see from all this that Rabbi Yehuda, and the whole question was that Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, we said before you need three people to perform a smicha, but here only Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba was the only one performing smicha, so we see it's permitted even Ayidei Yachid. So the Gemara says, Achrini Hava Bahadei, there were two other people who were with him, V'haidu lo chashalu, they didn't include them, they didn't consider them in this discussion, this story, only Mishim Kvodo de Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, because he was the one really behind this, but he did have two other people along with him who was performing the smicha. The Gemara now says, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Samchei, Rabbi Meir was received smicha from Yehuda. V'ha Amar Rabba Bar Barchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kola Omer Rabbi Meir Lo Samchu Rabbi Kiva Einu Elatoa. Anyone who claims that Rabbi Meir did not receive smicha from Rabbi Akiva was mistaken, meaning Rabbi Meir received smicha from Rabbi Akiva, not from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Samchei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva rather, Lo Kiblu. Really, Rabbi Akiva initially did give smicha to Rabbi Meir, but it wasn't accepted. It wasn't accepted, Rashi explains, because he was a young kid. Rabbi Meir was a young bacha. No one really recognized him as being a Talmud Chacham and receiving smicha. But later on in life, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba came along with Kibla, and they accepted the smicha that Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba bestowed upon Rabbi Meir. Gemara now says halfway down, Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi, ain't smicha v'chutzlarch, he says, one cannot perform a smicha outside of Eretz Yisrael. My ain't smicha. What does it mean there's no smicha in chutzlarts? Ilema de lo dine dina knasos klal b'chutzlarts. If it means is you don't perform, you don't judge cases of dina knasos, penalties, well, v'hatnan, the Mishnah tells us, that Sanhedrin no heges bein b'aretz bein b'chutzlarts. We see clearly the Mishnah tells us, in the Gemara Makos, that Sanhedrin can judge cases of dina knasos, even chutzlarts. So this can't be referring to dina knasos. Ella, what it means, simply, that the lo samchinan b'chutzlarts, that you cannot perform smicha in chutzlarts. So the Gemara says, pshita somchin b'chutzlarts v'nismichon b'eretz, ha'minan dolo. We understand, let's say the one giving smicha is currently in chutzlarts, he's in Bavel, let's say, and the one receiving smicha is in Eretz Yisrael, very far away, hard to accomplish that, but somehow he shoots his smicha over to Eretz Yisrael. It's pasha that does not work, because we said you can't give smicha in chutzlarts. So if the one being somich is in chutzlarts, it's certainly not good. But what about the opposite? Let's say somchin ba'aretz. Let's say the one giving smicha is in Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael they have the power, they have the koach to give smicha, but the one who's receiving smicha, the nismichin, is standing in chutzlarts. Do you have the ability to shoot your smicha over from Eretz Yisrael outside? Or does he have to be next to the one giving smicha? Rashi explains the suffix here. Look at Rashi, Dibur Maschil Somchin. It's around seven narrow lines down. Somchin ba'aretz v'nismichin b'chutzlarts. My, Im ha-somech omid ba'aretz, if the somech, the one with the koach to give, is standing in Eretz Yisrael, va'nismach omid be'bavel, v'lesa gabi somech, they're not next to each other. Mimahani ki'ilu isa gabi, is it as if the nismach is next to him in Eretz Yisrael? B'sha'asmicha, u'mati le'meidan b'chutzlart, and now he has the ability to judge dine knasos in chutzlart, k'detnan, sanhedrin nohegin b'chutzlart. Oh, Dilmor, perhaps we should say, Kevin de Lesa Gabai. Since Lamaisa, he's not here next to the Somech, Bisha Smicha, Lamahanile, it won't be effective. So the Gemara brings a Raya Mai. What's the Lacha Toshma? The Rabbi Yochanan Havi Mitzar, Aleh, the Rabbi Shemin ben Arba, de Lo, Havi Gavayo, de Lismicha. Rabbi Yochanan, who was in Eretz Yisrael, was very troubled that Rabbi Shemin was never next to him, that he could give him Smicha. So why can he give Smicha and shoot it over to him in Bavel? So we see from here, because you can't give Smicha unless the guy is Mamish next to the Somech. Mara says another ma'isa that Rabbi Shimon ben Zerud.
In times where we have the satellite, we can do all those things. You know, they can have a video conference. Would that be?
L'chora not. L'chora would not work. I imagine not. But so Rabbi Shimon ben Zerud v'chad di'imei, one of his friends, Manu, who is it? Rabbi Yonasan ben Achmai. Others say Amrila, Rabbi Yonasan ben Achmai v'chad di'imei, one of his friends, who is Mani, Rabbi Shimon ben Zerud. Chad dehave gavayu samchua, v'chad lo have gavayu lo samchua. So one who was next to them would receive smicha, and there's another individual who was not next to them who didn't receive smicha. I mean, we just see another ma'isa here that you couldn't give smicha unless the person was mamish next to him, so it wouldn't be effective. Then comes along Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yehoshaya, have a kamashtaked. They tried very much. Rabbi Yochanan tried giving these to a great gedolim smicha. And lo have mistaya milsa, he was never successful. And Rashi explains because every single time he tried giving him smicha, he couldn't find two other guys to join him to give the smicha. So he was always it never worked out for them. So have a kamitzar tuba. He was very, very troubled by this. So Amri Leis, he says, Launid star, don't be so bothered, they told him, because Mar, Danan midbeis Eli Kahasinan. We come from the house of Eli. And Amr Rabbi Shmur bar Nachman, Amr Rabbi Yonasan, Minayin She'ein Nismichan the base Eli. How do you know you can't give smicha to base Eli? Anyone who comes from that family, that dynasty, Shenemar lo yeh zakin bebeisecha kol yamim. You can't have anyone old in that house. What does it mean a zakin in that house? My zakin, ilay mazakin mamish. It means you can't have anyone who's really of age, older. Faksiv, doesn't the pasuk say kol marbis beis chayamusu anashim? Anyone who goes, anyone who grows in your house will die. That's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. That beis Eli was cut off, and they weren't able to live long unless they're osik in Torah and gemilas chasadim. Rashi quotes the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. But there's a klala on the house of Beis Eli that they can never live to be a zakin. So we already have a pasuk that says we can't live long. So what's the additional pasuk? Lo yeh zakin bebeisecha. I mean, el smicha. It must be that you can't. Not only do they not going to live long, but even a person is of the chachma to receive smicha. There's the Torah tells you cannot give smicha to the house of Beis Eli. So the Marsha asks a question. It's really true that Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yoshaya didn't receive smicha. So how come we call them Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yoshaya all over Gemara, all over Shas? They didn't receive smicha. So he says it really should be the gears of Rav Chanina, Rav Oshaya. Rav represents just someone of a stature, but no smicha. Rabbi represents smicha. That's why the great Tanaim in Eretz Yisrael were called Rabbi, if you came to Eretz Yisrael, because you received smicha in Eretz Yisrael. But those who lived in Babel were called Rav. Rav was just a title, but it wasn't smicha. So he therefore changes every time it says Chanina and Hoshaya. It really should be Rav Chanina and Rav Hoshaya. Now the Gemara now says that Rabbi Zeira hava mitamer lemismichei. Rabbi Zeira was avoiding receiving smicha. He didn't want to get smicha. Why? Because the Amar Rabbi Elazar liolam have a kabel v'kayim. So a person should always be kabel v'kayim. What does that mean? Rashi explains that a person who receives, who accepts upon himself a certain position of authority, it's mikaveres as bale, ends up having to, he dies early. So he wanted to avoid. He didn't want any position of authority. So he avoided it as best as possible. But then, kevin deshama laha, then he heard the following statement. Dama Rabbi Elazar, ein adam ole l'gdula elem kein mochlin la'akov anosav. A person only receives a position of authority, only gets a promotion, unless he only gets zocha to it if he's mochel on all his sins. So then, once that happened, Amtsli Anafsha, he presented himself, he made himself available if anyone wanted to give him smicha, because if he received smicha, that was indicative that he was machal on all his avonosav. So then, Kisamche le Rabbi Zeir, when finally Rabbi Zeir received his smicha, Sharulei, he sang the following song, Hachi, lo kchal lo v'sharek lo pirchas v'yal aschein. He wasn't adorned with any type of makeup and eyeshadow and blush and whatever else it is. Yet still, he himself, referring to himself, was Yalas Chayin, was a beautiful person, in that he was Zocha to receive the Smicha.
Art Scroll said that people sang about him.
Oh, that's what they said. Oh, Shari, I guess so. Shari Lay, they sang.
Didn't he have like a limp or something? Like he woke.
Maybe Zera? I don't recall that. Could be, but.
Short lines or something.
Oh, yeah, maybe. So then, Kisamchu l'Rabbi Ami l'Rabbi Asi. We know they always came together, so they learned together, they chavrusas, they had smicha together. So Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, when they received smicha, shari l'hu, so I guess the people saying about them, that kol min din, anyone like this, kol min din smucha, they should be deserving of receiving smicha. Lanu lo sismichu, lanu lo sismichu, lanu lo misar mitan v'lo misar misin. Those who are, Rashi explains here, who try to just reinterpret the psukim in different ways, or they try to say things but don't explain what they mean, or amrili, others say lo machmasinan, which is they refuse any svara, and lo mitarmisin, which means they don't explain anything. People like that, so they don't deserve smicha. So Rabbi Abahu kihava asim mimisifta lebe kesar, when he left yeshiva to go to the Beit Kesar, to the house of the king, nafka machunisa de Beit Kesar, one of the officials came out from the Beit Kesar, umasharina lahu, and they sang the song to him, Rabba Dama, a master of the nation, midibarna dumasya, which is a leader, Rashi de midbarna is manhig, a yadber means to lead, botsina de nehura, which is the place, Rashi says, al shem shaya gadol benoi, he was beautiful, and Baruch Misecha L'Shalem, and welcome to the palace. So now the Gemara goes back to darshaning the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Arifas Egla B'Shloshim. When it comes to an Arifas Egla, Egla Rufa, you need three Dayanim to oversee that event. So Tani Rabbanan, how do you know that you need three? V'yatsu Zikenecha V'Shoftecha. V'yatsu Zikenecha V'Shoftecha Shoftecha, sorry. V'yatsu Zikenecha V'Shoftecha. Zikenecha is Shnaim, that's two. Shovtecha is another shnaim, another two judges, ve'ain based in shakl, you can never have an even bezdin, so therefore, mosifin aleh and od echad, you add on another, harekan chamisha divrei Rabbi Yehuda, you need five lefi shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon argues and says, omer zikanecha shnaim, that's two, ve'ain based in shakl, so therefore, mosifin aleh and od echad, harekan shlosha. So Rabbi Shimon only requires three, like our Mishnah. So Rabbi Shimon, hai shovtecha my avilei, why doesn't he use the word shovtecha to imply another two dayanim? Hahumi barley, that's needed for another one. It can't be just any zikanecha. It has to be zikanecha l'myuchadim shebishoftecha, the best of the shoftim. That's what you learn from the word shoftecha. Not any numbers, but the quality of the zikanim. And Rashi explains that who the myuchadim shebishoftecha have to be sheyuhu mizikne Sanhedrin gadola, have to come from the Sanhedrin. Only those types. So you need three members of the Sanhedrin to oversee the Egla Rufa. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mizikne ziknecha nafka. Let's learn that from a gzera shava, zikne ziknecha. That's how you know the zikanim have to come from the Sanhedrin. Rabbi Shimon says, I mizikne, habamina zikne hashuk. The word zikne itself just means any old people without any qualifications. Kas rachmana ziknecha, your zikanim, that implies the zikanim of the Sanhedrin.
The teachers.
But that we learn from Shoftecha, I thought, according to him. Well, what would the Knecha mean? There's a few stages here.
That it has to be from a
Bezdin. From a Bezdin. Which Bezdin, we don't know. Now, Vika said, Ikziv, Ziknecha, Havamina, Sanhedrin, Katana, even a lower Bezdin, Kasir Achmana, Vishoftecha, no, not the lowest Bezdin, but Miuchadim, Shib Shoftecha, the highest Bezdin, namely Sanhedrin. So, Rabbi Huda, Gamar, Zikne, Zikne, Mivisamchu, Zikne, Eida, Sideim, Malahalan, Miuchadim, Shib Eida, so he has this gzeir shava learning from v'samchu. So that case there, who's doing smicha? It's referring to the par helm tzibor, where the bezdin Sanhedrin does the smicha. So to ziknei in the context of Egla Rufa, that's how you know it's referring to Sanhedrin Agado. The iat yalef, so they have kulam yhasam. So they ask the question: if really you're learning a gzeir shava from the smicha of the par helm davar shel tzibor, so learn everything from this. And you should also learn that the number 5 from the case of smicha on the parhelm davar. Why do they make a drasha of zikinecha is 2, shoftecha is another 2, it's a gzer shav, we say across the board. So the Gemara says, so therefore, I yalef leif kulam ma'asam, zikinecha of shoftecha lamali. So what's the need for zikinecha and shoftecha? What's it adding in? So ella, it must be that vav v'shoftecha liminyana. The extra letter vav is coming to add on that the vav doesn't really need to be there. So the vav says you're adding on another two dayanim. That's how you get the 5, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Shimon vav lo darish, he doesn't learn a drash of vav. So therefore, his ziknecha is 2. Shoftecha tells you which types of dayanim. So el miyat, if that's the case, So what about the drasha medida? When it comes to Egla Rufa, they have to do a medida to which city is closest to the mace. So it says v'yatsu implies shnayim. Umadadu implies shnayim. So the Rabbi Yehuda harei tisha. So now you should have another 2, 4. Now you have a total of 9. Because you start off with 5 for Egla Rufa. Now you have another 2 for the medida. So there should be a total of 9. And according to Rabbi Shimon, who starts off with 3 for the Egla Rufa, you should have another 4 for him, shivaha. So the Gemara says, no, the drasha of Yatsu Madudu, which implies another 4, is not meant to add more dayanim. Hahumi Barley, that's needed to tell me lichatatanya. The Braisa tells me, Yatsu Hein Velo Shluchan, that the dayanim themselves have to go out and perform the medida, take that measuring tape, and do it on their own, and they cannot have a messenger do it on their behalf. Umadadu, what we learn from that word measuring, Shafilu Nimtsa Ba'aliyah. Even if it's so clear as day, which city is closer, Le'bali Le'ir, Tzarech La'asok B'Medida. There's an Indian to be Osik in the Medida, even though you see a city right next to the mace. And there's another one 20 miles away, you still have to do the process of taking on the measuring tape, even though it's so clear. That's where you learn from Madadu, that there must be a Medida, and nothing to do with adding on numbers to the Bezdin. Gemara now says, our Mishnah is not like the following Tana, the Sanya Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, V'yatsu zekenecha v'shavtecha. What does this mean? Zekenecha means zu Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin has to perform it. V'shavtecha zemelech v'koyen gadol. They're both called shoftim, as it says, sari melech k'dichsiv melech v'mishra yamin aretz, and koyen gadol dichsiv v'vasel koanim alevim v'el ha-shofet. So both a melech and koyen gadol are both referred to as a shofet. So that's what we learn from the pasuk. Nothing to do with numbers here. That the Sanhedrin has to be there, plus the melech, plus the Kohen Gadol. That's how the Egla Rufa is going to be taking place. So the Gemara says, now within the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, it requires both a melech and a Kohen Gadol as well as the Sanhedrin. So now the suffix is as follows. Ibar Elohu Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov bechada palig. Does he only argue on one part? Or betarti palig? Or does he argue on two parts? Meaning what? B'melech v'kohen gadol, as one unit poly, he argues. Abba Sanhedrin, when it comes to Sanhedrin, he requires Ikrabi Huda, Ikrabi Shimon. He either holds like three or five, each to their own. But he's only arguing on one part, that he also requires kohen gadol and melech as a unit. Or perhaps he argues on two fronts, Dilma also b'Sanhedrin nabi palig, damar kula Sanhedrin ba'inan. Maybe he requires the entire 70 members of Sanhedrin Agadol to come, arguing both in Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda. That's the suffix within Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So the Gemara brings a raya from a story of a Zakein Mamre. Zakein Mamre is a member of the Sanhedrin who goes against everybody else. Everyone else says one way, he says the opposite way. He goes back to his hometown in Paskins. Everyone should go ahead and follow me. Don't follow anyone else. So the Gemara brings a raya from this case. Amar Rav Yosef Tashma. Matana Beis Pagi. If you find, let's say, Sanhedrin who's not in the Lishchas HaGazis, right outside the Beis HaMikdash, there's an area called Lishchas HaGazis where Sanhedrin sat. But now they were found in Beis Pagi, somewhere outside the Lishchas HaGazis. V'himralein, and this Dayan, this Sanhedrin, member of Sanhedrin, he goes against them, Lashon Zakin Mamre, he goes against them when they're not in the area where they're supposed to be, when they're outside the Makom. So Yachal Teit Amrasa Hamra, maybe his rebellion should be considered a rebellion and he should be tried for this, since they're, even though they're not in the right place. Tamalomer V'kamta V'yulisa El HaMakom, they have to be in the Makom, which is the Lishchas HaGazis. Melamed Shamakim Gorim has to be in the place because the Makim is what is. They have to. The Zakim Amri has to rebel against Sanhedrin when they're in the Lishchas HaGazis. If he argues on them when they're anywhere outside of that area, so it does, it's not considered a case of a Zakim Mamri. The Gemara wants to know here, wait a second here, why would Sanhedrin ever leave the Makim Lishchas HaGazis? The Nafik Kama. So how many people left the Lishchas HaGazis? Ilema Miktasin, if you say only few of them left, so Dilma Hanech Zika Gavai Kaima Kavase. So if the Zaki Mamre argues on ten members of Sanhedrin, maybe the other 60 agree to the Zaki Mamre, in which case it wouldn't be a case of Zaki Mamre. He has to go against every single member of Sanhedrin. So it can't be just a few of them left. So the only way you could even have a Havamina, that there's a Zaki Mamre here, is Pshita Denafik Kula. So it must be all 70 members as a unit walked outside somewhere, the Lishchas HaGazis. This Dayan came against them and argued. So one might think there's a Zakin Mamre, Kamashman, it doesn't work unless it's Lishchas HaGazis. So now Lamai, why did the entire Sanhedrin leave the Lishchas HaGazis? See, Lame, if you're going to tell me that Dvar Rishutzei left for some voluntary thing to go to a lunch, let's say. So then, me, Matzah Nafki, are they allowed to leave for Dvar Rishutzei? Haksib, the pasuk tells us, the pasuk that appears in Shir Hashirim, Sharich Agan Asar Al Yechsar Hamezek Bitneich. So the pasuk somehow describes that they never should leave it. Rashi explains here that if you look at four narrow lines down, Sharich Agin Hasar Ksiv Darshinim Be'echad Dinim Amunus Daf Lamun Zayin in Amasechta Al Yechsar Mazag Im Nitzrech Echamem Latzeis. This unit of Sanhedrin should not be missing anyone. If someone needs to go for Dvar Rishus, Im Yesham Esim Vishlosha Keneget Sanhedrin Katana Yotze Bimlav Einu Yotze. They have to leave behind at least 23 people. So they can never leave the entire Sanhedrin. So they can't be leaving for a Dvar Rishus, that's Aser, as long as only if they leave 23 people behind. So when could all of Sanhedrin leave? So El Pshit El Dvar Mitzvah. They must have been going out to do a mitzvah. So now all of Sanhedrin left to do a mitzvah. And the Zakei Mamre approached them. And he said it's not considered Zakei Mamre because it's not in the Lishchas HaGazis. So which Dvar Mitzvah were they going to perform? Hei Chidami, Lav L'medidas Egla. It must be that they're going to perform the Egla Rufa case for Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakovi. Damar Kula Sanhedrin Ba'inan. So now we have the proof that we wanted to know when Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says you need a Kohen Gadol and Melech for the Egla Rufa, and you also need a Sanhedrin. Is that Sanhedrin 3 or 5 like Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda respectively? Or does he argue until you need the entire Sanhedrin? So it must be here the only thing we could think of that the mitzvah that they went out for entirely must have been for the Medida. So this is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Shita that the entire Sanhedrin goes to do the Medida. Where he says, no, that's not the only mitzvah they'd go out to perform. Amar le'abaya lo, kigon shiyotu lehosif al ha'ir val ha'azoros. They went to be mosif on the Kedusha of Nishalayim, kiditnan, the Mishnah in Shavuos, ein mosifin al ha'ir val ha'azoros, ela bebezin shel shivim ve'echad. You need the bezin of 71 people in order to walk around Nishalayim and to create additional Kedusha. And perhaps that's the mitzvah they went out to perform. When the Zaki Mamre came up and went against them, that was the Dvar mitzvah they went out to perform. There was another case I'm trying to remember right now. Maybe it comes up in the Masechta later on. Another area, I think this is Machlokas. I don't remember the Gemara. Maybe it's Machlokas Rishonim. When you have a Shevet perform their own, have their own Bezdin set up, I think there's a debate whether or not Sanhedrin HaGadol goes out to each Shevet to help set up the Batidinim, or the Shevet comes to Sanhedrin HaGadol on the Lishas HaGazis. That might be a Machlokas Rishonim. That might be another example where they could go out to perform a Dvar Mitzvah if you assume that the Sanhedrin HaGadol would go out to the very Shvatim. Now look at Tosfos Dibur Maskil Ilema. What does it mean that Sanhedrin can never leave? They're stuck there forever? So he writes, Ilema L'Dvar Rishus Minafke V'achar Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim Sheyuholchen Lebeisam Kidamrina V'Hanechnokin Hayuholach Kolechad V'Echad Levado V'lo Mesar Meshim Tzu Kulam B'Yachad. So he's just telling us they're not there all day, all night. When the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim is brought, then they would already go home. That's when they were allowed to leave. Which itself is pretty interesting, that the Din Torah would depend on the Karbanos. Yes, the Lishka Gazis was next to the Karbanos, but you would think maybe they should have to the rest of the evening to perform it. Why is it directly connected to when the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim is brought? So the Pesukim already connect the two of them, but it's interesting. I would have, again, had not seen this Tosfos, I would have guessed. But by nightfall is when they would go home. But we learn from here and the Gemara later on that's actually with the conclusion of the Karbanos.
So is that Tamid Ben Harbayim was very late, no?
They after the 12, 6.5 hours when it could be brought as early as that, and it wasn't brought until the 7.5 hour, which is around 2:30 or so.
The source of 9 to 5 right here.
There you go, right? And not even 9 to 5. They started early. They started at... Okay. The Tosa before that, Dibur Maskil Melame, is also interesting, but I'm not going to read through it. So let's go weiter now. The Gemara says, Tanya Kevase Dir of Yosef, there's a brayse that supports of Yosef, Matana Beis HaPagi V'Himra Len. So what's an example? Kagon Shiyatsu L'Medidas Egla L'Hosef Al Ha'ir V'Al Hazaros. So it could be one of these two cases where they went out to perform a mitzvah, whether it's to add on to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, rather Yushalayim, or to go perform the mitzvah of Medida Segla. Yachal Shetei Hamra Samra. One might think, while they're performing the mitzvah, and the Zaki Mamri comes, that would be considered a rebellion. Tamalomar V'kamta V'alisa Elamakum Milamed She'amakum Gorim. It only becomes a Zaki Mamri if it's mamish in the Lishchas HaGazus. So the end of the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Neter Vai Umay Sheni Shein Tam of Yaduin Bishlosha. When it comes to Neter Vai, the halacha is the fourth year of fruits that they have to bring to Yushalayim to eat it there. That's Neter Vai. Umay Sheni as well have to be brought to Yushalayim to eat it. Actually, that was interesting. I don't get these shalas often, but I got an Arla shala the other day. A guy had a fruit tree, an apple tree, and it was already to now in the, I don't know, fourth, fifth year or so, there is no Netter Vine Chutzlarts. There's Arla in Chutzlarts. So it was planted for a few years. This was the fourth year, I think, he was able to eat the fruit. But they had built something in the backyard, and the workers had moved the tree and replanted it somewhere else. So does the count start all over again, or does it not? So it depends on whether or not when they removed the tree and replanted it, they bring up enough dirt with the tree that it could have been self-sufficient, and they put it back in which case it would not restart the count. But they pulled out with just roots only, and there was not enough dirt to help it sustain itself, then the count would restart again. So he said it was. He thought it was a case where they brought a whole dirt with it connected, in which case the arla would not restart, and he can eat the fruit. Which is interesting, as a side point, if he didn't know the answer, it would be a suffix. The lach is suffix arla chutzlarts is actually mekel or mekel. The question is suffix chutzlarts, suffix arla chutzlarts, that might be only mutter if it's a suffix about how to paskin. The suffix of metzias, whether or not there was enough dirt or not enough dirt, unclear whether that's bechlal the suffix of arla chutzlarts. What?
So what do you do with it?
You can eat it. In chutzlarts, you can eat it. There's no netter vayin chutzlarts.
Right. So,
yeah. But he might have to start the 3 years again. The 3 years of arla have to restart again. Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara says, netter vayin maisha sheni. So if you don't know when you're being poded, if you don't want to schlep the fruit to Yerushalayim, you could be poded onto money and then buy fruit or some other type of food in Yerushalayim. So let's say you don't know the value of the fruit. So then you need three people to assess the value. So Tanur Rabbanan, Ezu Maiser Sheini Shein Dam of Yeduun. What's a Maiser Sheini? How do you not know? Look at the market value. What does an apple cost? What does an orange cost? So he says it's talking about a case Peir Shehir Kivu where the fruit went bad, the Yain Shehikrim, the wine went bad, Umos Shechlidu, or the coins went rusted over. So Gemara quotes a Brayson now Tanur Rabbanan, Maiser Sheini. She'ein dam of yedun podin also b'shlosha lekuchos avalo shlosha below avalo b'shlosha she'ein lekuchos. So you have to have three people who know business. You can't have three random guys sitting in the base medrash who don't know how to buy and sell fruit. They're not going to be helpful. They could be tremendous talmid chachamim, but they don't know how currency and economy works. So they're not going to be effective. So three lekuchos are the ones who are needed. So the Gemara says, "Afilu nachi echad mehem." Even if you have one of them as a non-Jew, that works also. If he's a good, honest businessman, you could trust him. "Afilu echad mehem ba'alim." And even if one of them is a baal himself, the owner of the fruit, if he's a man of business, so he is able to as well be one of the three dayanim to assess the value of these bad fruit, wine, or coins. Gemara asks the question now: "Bai Rabbi Yirmiya shlosha matilin toch kis echad mahu." Let's say you have three people, but they're all partners. They're matilin bekis echa. They all share this, share something together. Can they be considered as three individuals, or are they considered one unit and you need two other individuals? So tashma. Ish v'shtei nashav podin ma'iser sheni shein dam of yudu. You have a man and his two wives, they could serve to assess the value of these ma'iser sheni. So you see from here, even though they're two wives and it's all one family, they're all one unit, they're all partners together, so you are able to view them as three individuals, even though they are matilin letoch kos echad. Who says they all work together? Dilma kagon rapapa ubas abasura, who was his wife, who was, even though it was a wife, she was independent and she had her own business, and they did not share the money. They did not share the same bank account, in which case that's the example where a man and two wives are able to be viewed as three individuals. But if they mamas share everything together, business together, then perhaps they wouldn't be allowed to be viewed as three individuals.
What's the case of money? Most shechlidus. What kind of money is that?
I think coins that went bad. That the coins that lost the, you couldn't tell exactly.
Was that
Meisr
money?
Meisr Sheni money. You poured it onto the Meisr Sheni money. You get to Yerushalayim now. How much is this worth? I'm guessing that's what it's referring to. Okay, Gemara now says, Hekdeshus Bishlosha, the case of Hekdesh, you need three people. So the Gemara says, Masnisin de lo ki aitana, our mission is not like the following Tana. Desani, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Afilu tinora shel Hekdesh tzricha asar bnei Adam. Liftosa. Even a small little fork, which is one of the forks used to spin gold, even that it requires 10 people. How's that against our mission? Because our mission says you need 3 people, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says you need 10 people. So Amalei Rapapa Le'abayi Bishmal, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, you understand where he comes from. Damar Shmuel, Asara Kohanim Ksuvim Beparsha. It says the word Kohen 10 times in that Parsha in the Torah to tell me you need 10 people. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov makes a lot of sense. How did the Rabbanan of our mission know that you only need 3 people to assess the value of Hekdesh? Because it says 3 times a Kohen by Hekdesh, so then Rashi explains here by Pidyon Behema, So just like Behema has three Kohanim, so too all other Pidyon Hekdesh requires three. But Karkos, the Gemara asks, Dichsebu Arba, Tishke Barba. When it comes to Karka, so you should have only four. And in the Mishnah, I think we said in the Mishnah, he agrees you need 10 people to assess Karka. Even though our Mishnah says for Miltaltlin, three is sufficient, but he did agree you need 10 for Karka, right? Is that everyone agrees with me on that?
Gemara's going to say it.
But I'm saying the Mishnah itself says 10, doesn't it?
Yeah, but the Gemara is going to
quote. Okay. The Gemara says now, if you say in a Hanami, maybe the Mishnah, maybe the Karka four is enough. But Nami Alamatanan, the Mishnah says a Karka is Tish of a Kohen. You need 9 people plus a Kohen. So the only way you can get 9 a Kohen for Karka is if you add the 3 that's mentioned by Behema. You have to add all the different hektashos together, which gives you a total of 10. So how, if you add everything together, so if you need 10 for Karka, you should need 10 for Behema as well. How can you distinguish? Elamai, so what is it? Dimishalme behu asara hekdeshos, dimishalme behu shisa lebai shisa. So what's this line saying here? Right, so the whole idea of the pidyon of Karka, it's because it says that in it all together, in the aggregate of all the mentions of the Kohanim, is a total of 10. And since Karka is the last one, so it has 3, it says 3, 4, 3, 3, 4. So since Karka is the last one, you do 3 plus 3 plus 4, that gives you a total of 10. The problem is Hekdesh, which is the second one mentioned, it should be 3 plus 3, you should require 6. Hekdeshos, the Mishalma, Bhushisa, Libai Shisa, so why don't we have 6 for other types of Hekdeshos, of the Hekdesh of Bnei Adam, it's after 6 Kohanim is mentioned, and we don't have such a din, so therefore the Gemara ends off as a Kasha, we don't know why, then the Hekdesh of Adam requires 3 and not 6 like implied from the Pesukim. That's 3, so that we say 3. That for Behemoth we say 3, that